Woody Herman with Happiness is Just a Thing Girl Called Joe. Well, Frank tells me it's time to make some money for the station, so let's hear some words of wisdom.
It's 16 to 8 at Melbourne's own 3DB.
Did you know that Australia rates number 3 in the use of their credit? Although credit can be easy to obtain, there are some things you must be aware of. To help, the Ministry of Consumer Affairs have a series of pamphlets to inform you of your rights and duties when using credit. For free copies of these pamphlets, call Consumer Affairs on 602 8431. This message was brought to you in the interest of consumer credit awareness by Melbourne's own 3DB and the Ministry of Consumer Affairs.
I've only got $15 to last us over Christmas. How am I going to feed 4 kids with that? I told them they won't be getting any Christmas presents. Jamie's written a note to Santa asking for some perfume for me. I don't know what to do. I can't even afford to buy them Christmas dinner.
Right now, thousands of Victorians are facing life below the poverty line. Will you help us help them by sending a donation to the Mission of St. James and St. John, 12 Batman Street, West Melbourne?
Thanks for the memory, and your host, Bob Matchless.
And thank you for the memories, Frank McGuy. Well, for the next 3 or 4 tracks, we're going to feature some songs from the 20s, updated with a swing rhythm. And the first is My Blue Heaven, from Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5. Artie often used classical-style instruments to give his arrangements a different sound and quality. And on this record, he features, of all things, a harpsichord. But I think it works very well. Here it is now, My Blue Heaven, from Artie Shaw. Label said there was a harpsichord in there, but I reckon it sounded like an electric guitar. Well, Frank said he could hear the harpsichord there, couldn't you, Frank?
Yes, because he's playing chords, but definitely there was a flexing of electric strings in there, too.
It certainly was, and a very early electric guitar at that. Well, that was Artie Shaw with My Blue Heaven, and the time now is 7:49. Our next old number updated is At Sundown, recorded in 1939 by Mugsy Spanier's Ragtime Band. Spanier had a style not unlike that of the young Louis Armstrong, and you'll hear him demonstrate it well on this record. Mugsy Spanier, At Sundown. Walter Donaldson, that's very hard to say with a mouthful of marbles, the old Donaldson favourite from the 1920s. At Sundown, from Mugsy Spanier's Ragtime Band. Oh dear. As I said, Mugsy Spanier had a style reminiscent of the young Louis Armstrong. And now, here's the man himself, Satchmo, recorded during a 1947 concert with a kind of small group he fronted in the late 20s. This is also a song from that period, our third in a row. In fact, it's Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin'. haven as only Louis Armstrong could deliver it. Well, you may recall that at the start of tonight's program, I featured a track from a new compact disc, just in from overseas, featuring Bing's best Christmas records. As a special bonus, MCA have included a track that's never been released commercially before, and with good reason. It was and is a private record featuring Christmas greetings to the employees of Decca Records. Now, in this track, you'll not only hear Bing, but also his producer Jack Capp, Connie Boswell, and bandleader Jimmy Dorsey, amongst others. Frank, if you will.
How about a Tom and Jerry, Jack?
Bing, Merry Christmas is... Oh, you got me all mixed up now. Bing, Connie, Bob, Victor, will you gather around the microphone, please, and help me send a Christmas greeting to our co-workers back east? You know, I'm the lucky fellow who always gets to see you, but every man, woman in the organization is conscious of your presence, from the young lady who types the label copy to the man who presses your records. I know all of you realize how essential the cooperation is of all concerned to make possible not only the existence, but the progress of our company. So you see, in missing this Christmas party, it doesn't give me an opportunity personally to thank Steve, in whose capable hands are continuously guiding us through the ever-increasing problems of a growing business.
Where's the melody?
And to Racknell, without whose driving force, our much-needed production would have been extremely difficult. To Dave and all the boys in the studio and everyone else, that the limitation of space and time on the record precludes mentioning. Bing, I wish you would say hello to the folks back east.
Thank you, Jack. Happy Christmas, Decca folks. Happy Christmas, Decca folks. Happy Christmas, Decca people. Happy Christmas to you.
Connie, how about you?
Now, listen, brother, I can't top that one. I'll just have to legitimately say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, folks, and I think we are pretty lucky to have little Jackson out here with us. So long.
Bob?
She said.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all, especially Thornley, and also Rock. And don't forget, he's the exchequer. Don't forget our address out here.
Victor, now I want you to say something.
I also want to say Merry Christmas to Thornley especially.
Okay, Bob, now how about giving us a swing arrangement of jingle bells? Is there anything else that moves you at the moment?
Just on overtime? 1, 2.
And the time is 8 o'clock. 3DB Newsfront with Keith Livingston. Good evening. A 42-year-old Clayton taxi driver has not been seen since he received a radio call to pick up a fare from a park in Clayton at 9 o'clock last night. John William Robinson has been reported missing to the police at 9 o'clock this morning by his wife and the black cab taxi company. His vehicle was found just before midday today, abandoned at Girildary in New South Wales, more than 300 kilometres from Melbourne. There was a pool of what appeared to be blood on the floor of the boot of the white XF model Ford Falcon taxi. The state government is to consider tougher measures against underage drinking if drunkenness and lawlessness, which marred celebrations last New Year's Eve, is repeated again this year. Police and Emergency Services Minister Race Matthews says people should be able to attend public New Year's Eve activities without fearing for their safety. He says this year's celebrations will be a success if people behave responsibly. Mr. Matthews says fines for underage drinking have been increased from $50 to $500 and police have been given new powers to deal with the problem. Extra police have been rostered on duty in Melbourne and at holiday resorts to keep a watch on things. Production at the Shell refinery in Geelong remains under threat from industrial action involving members of the Australian Workers' Union.
The AWU says its members will walk off the job at 11 tomorrow night in protest over manning levels at the refinery's LPG production area. Talks lasting a number of hours have failed to settle the row, and Shell says it has requested that the matter be heard by the Arbitration Commission but has not yet been given a date for the hearing. It's believed the walkout would bring a halt to production shortly afterwards, but petrol supplies would be largely unaffected for a few weeks. Police are investigating a $100,000 theft from Laura Shoes in Johnston Street, Collingwood. The theft occurred between 3 p.m. Friday afternoon and 9 a.m. yesterday morning. The burglars escaped with cash, computer equipment, a cash register, shoes and shoe leather to the value of $100,000. The burglary was discovered Saturday morning. The thieves had broken locks and kicked the doors in to gain access. A United States Census report says the world population may soar to 6.2 billion people by the year 2000. The world population was 3 billion in 1960 and 4.8 billion in 1980. The report bases its figures on material supplied by the U.S. Agency for International Development. It says at least half the world's population now lives in four countries: China, India, the Soviet Union, and the United States. In sport, Western Australia has defeated Victoria in the Shield match in Perth and pushed Victoria from the top of the Sheffield Shield points table to number two spot. Victoria set the home side a target of 220 to win the match outright, and Western Australia made four for 222 in its second innings. Under the new point scoring arrangement, by being defeated outright, the Vics also forfeited the points they picked up for their first innings lead. The Sandgropers head the Shield table with 20 points. Victoria has 14. The match between South Australia and New South Wales ended in a draw, with South Australia picking up points for its first innings lead. News time is 3 minutes past eight.
Christmas Day is very special on Melbourne's Own 3DB. Throughout the day, Bert, Mickey, Toddy, Arthur Higgins and Keith McGowan join you for Christmas, presenting their own music, memories and guests. At 3 o'clock, Bob Matchless brings you 3 hours of Thanks for the Memory. And at 9 o'clock Christmas night, your day is complete with Father Gerard Dowling. Christmas Day is very special on Melbourne's Own 3DB.
Northern's weather cool and partly cloudy tomorrow with a few showers, moderate winds and a top of 18 after an overnight low of 11. For the bays, west to southwesterly winds of 15 to 20 knots, reaching 25 knots at times, rather rough seas. The outlook for Tuesday is for a gradual return to fine conditions, and it should remain fine for Wednesday, Christmas Eve. The long-range outlook for Christmas Day, humid and thundery later with a top of about 30. The temperature in Melbourne at the moment is 15 degrees.
This has been 3DB Newsfront with Keith Livingston.
3DB. This is Thanks for the Memory, and back to your host, Bob Matchless.
And thank you, Frank Mackay. Gosh, I hate that weather forecast for Christmas, Frank.
Sounds a bit ordinary, doesn't it?
Oh, does it ever. I mean, a little earlier this evening I played a record, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. I think we could probably make a lot of money if we recorded Let It Rain, Let It Rain, Let It Rain. It sounds just right for Melbourne. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, getting back to the program, an American comedian who's not too well known in Australia, although he's been very popular in the States for the best part of 50 years, is Henny Youngman. I've heard that Henny was called the king of the one-liners, and I believe it. For instance, Henny Youngman is the man credited with inventing that historic joke, "Now, take my wife, please." Back in 1940, Henny cut a record featuring his best material, called modestly Gags and Super Gags. Now, please bear in mind that what you're about to hear was, at the time, new and original. So here they are, some of the most famous one-liners of all time from the man who made them famous, Henny Youngman.
What time is it, Mom? Oh, I don't feel like practicing anymore. Don't forget, I was up early this morning. Was up at the crack of six, took a brisk walk to the window, was back in bed again at 6:05. I stood under that cold shower for 10 minutes. Tomorrow I'm going to turn the water on. This weather gets me crazy. One day it's nice, one day it's cold. I don't know what to huck anymore. And it was so sticky today. When I got up from the Morris chair, Morris got right up after me. But nevertheless, I went out to the park. I took a deep breath of fresh air I could hear one lung say to the other, that's the stuff I've been telling you about. Went up on the roof to get a sunbath. I took my clothes off. Two vultures flew over me. One says to the other, looks like somebody beat us to them. Of course, this climate is a little different in California. Out there, they never have any rain. They have what they call a heavy fog. The week I was there, the fog washed away three bridges. I made a picture test while I was out there. It came back marked no blood. I finally made a picture. The producer just saw it. He joined the Foreign Legion. I forget. This picture wasn't released. It escaped. It was so bad, when they put it up on the shelf, the other film moved over. But I met some of the stars out there, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody was wonderful to me. I met Shirley Temple. I guess you all read about Shirley Temple retiring at the age of 11 with $3 million. Isn't that wonderful? We just got together, that is my accountants and myself, and we figured out by the time I'm $3 million, I'll retire with $11. Of course, money isn't everything, ladies and gentlemen. Money's the last thing I think of before going to bed every night. You can imagine how much money I have. A pickpocket put his hand in my pocket and all he got was practice. But everybody seems to have some money nowadays. They bet horses. I just played a horse yesterday so slow the jockey kept a diary of the trip. My horse ran with three legs. With the fourth leg, he tripped the other horses. All of a sudden, my horse started to get whipped by the jockey, and the horse turned around to the jockey. He said, what's the use of hitting me? There's no use. Nobody behind us. I have other things to do with my money now. I bought myself a car. I got myself a 1912 Saxon. You have to put it in second to go across a pebble. I throw it into first, it wouldn't work. I throw it into second, it didn't work. I throw in my brother-in-law, he doesn't work either. There's a guy who has a new business. He finds things before people lose them. He's been up the river so many times, they call him Showboat. He gets away with everything. For instance, he walked into a tavern, ordered a glass of beer, and he'd eat all the free lunch. Well, they finally got sick and tired of it. They said, the next time this lad comes in, take off the free lunch and put on dog biscuits. We'll teach him a lesson. So he ate the dog biscuits. He was missing a week. He came back. He said, what's the idea of the free lunch back again? No more cookies? But I like him. He took me to the ball game the other day, and I want to tell you, from where we sat, the game was only a rumor. I was up so high, I was getting spirit messages. I said to the fellow next to me, how do you like the game? He says, what game? I'm flying the mail to Pittsburgh. May I leave you with this thought, folks? It is much better to have loved and lost. Much better. Any chewing gums or sort of chocolates? Folks, I want to tell you how marvelous it is being back home again. I just came from Florida. I went down there this season. I heard they discovered land on my property there. I stayed at one of the better hotels while I was down there. I was at a place called the Fractured Arms. I paid my rent in advance. They put the window back in my room. I had a window overlooking a wastebasket. You can imagine how big my room was. When I closed the door, the doorknob got in bed with me. It was so small, even the mice were hunchbacked. I had a headache. The guy next door had to take the aspirin. But I liked it down there because I got out and I got that fresh sunshine. I took a job in a cafe there called the Carousel. This place was sort of an upholstered sewer. No cover, no minimum, no people. And no salary. Monday night, the ropes were up. The bosses were hanging themselves. You can imagine how business was. One Wednesday night, a fellow came in and asked my boss for change of $5. He wanted to make him a partner. We had a lovely element, too. 12 o'clock at night, we used to have a 5-minute intermission to carry out the wounded. From out of nowhere, a big fellow walked up to me. He said, mister, I bet you $10 you're dead. Would you believe it? I was afraid to bet him. But years ago, I wouldn't have been afraid. I used to be an athlete, you know. I used to fight for a living. I used to stand with my hands extended. Of course, I never stood long. I had to give it up, though. The rosin used to get in my eyes. I'll never forget my first fight. Did I make that other guy run? I ran, and he ran after me. I ran around the ring the first time. I said to my manager, throw the sponge in. He says, I haven't any. I ran around the second time. I said, throw the towel in. He says, I haven't any. I said, you better throw something in. I don't think I'll be around this way again. Yeah, the fellow only came up to my chin. The whole trouble was he came up too often. All of a sudden, I discovered someone I knew in the fourth row. It was me. He hit me amongst my nose. I was on the floor so much they thought I was a member of the stock exchange. Of course, I do my fighting at home now. I'm married. I haven't spoken to my wife in the last 4 weeks. I didn't want to interrupt her. My wife has a nice, even disposition. Miserable all the time. Lately, she's had a slight impediment in her speech. She stops to breathe. Can she talk? I had her at the beach last summer. When she got home, her tongue was sunburned. Well, it's all over now. We just got divorced. She won the custody of her parents. Now I take other girls out. There are two kinds of women, the pretty ones and the ones I get. I had a girl out so ugly, when she ordered a tongue sandwich, the tongue looked up and went... She had that certain nothing. She put her makeup on with a trowel. I invited her out to eat, and could she eat fast? That's the first time I ever saw anyone get sparks out of a knife and fork. The waiter came over and got a little fresh. So I got up, I took a punch at him. Then I got up again. But I want to give you a little advice before I leave, folks. Have you a daughter 18 years or older? If you have, call her to one side and have a heart-to-heart talk with her. She'll teach you plenty.
Yes, there's some great one-liners there, but some of those jokes are really old enough to know better. That was Henny Youngman telling us some gags and super gags. And that takes the time on Melbourne's own 3DB along to 12 minutes past 8. And now I think we'll have a couple of Australian records. The first is from one of Australia's most famous jazz artists, Graham Bell. This was recorded in 1948 and is one of the best-known jazz songs of all time, When the Saints Go Marching In. Although, for some reason, on the record it's called When the Saints Go Marching Home. His Australian jazz band and When the Saints Go Marching Home. After this break, I'll be back with a record designed to improve American-Australian relationships during World War II.
At Melbourne's own 3DB, it's now 8:15.
Did you know that each Australian owes, on average, $2,000 on credit? Be aware that credit can cost more than cash. Credit can be a convenience, but if you're careless, it can be a curse. So look to the future. And before you buy on credit, be sure you can meet the repayments. This message was brought to you in the interest of consumer awareness by Melbourne's own 3DB and the Ministry of Consumer Affairs. The sounds of Christmas, the songs, the laughter, the parties. Within the next 12 months, some of these happy singers may need a very special gift. The gift of blood to keep them singing for next Christmas. The Red Cross Blood Bank require extra blood donors over this Christmas period. Call 616-0300 and become a regular blood donor. 616-0300. The Red Cross Blood Bank. Give the gift of blood this Christmas and for life.
This is Thanks for the Memory, and your host, Bob Matchless.
Our next Australian recording comes from Joy Nichols, a very young Joy Nichols, and she has a Jack O'Hagan song that was very, very appropriate during the war when there were a lot of American servicemen in Australia. It's When a Boy from Alabama Meets a Girl from Gundagai.
Trifle blue picture and all. the gully, looking so alone, when perchance in a quiet little street, these two lonesome souls happen to meet. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, winter turns into spring, and the birds start to sing a sweet lullaby. When the boy from Alabama tells the girl from Gundagai that, believe it or not, he sure likes her a lot. A silver lining in the sky. Pretty soon they're strolling out together, a new day has begun. It's just a bunch of sunny weather, and troubles like bubbles go one by one. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, all the world is in tune, and a sweet honeymoon will happen in the by and by. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, the storm clouds disappear, instead a rainbow's in the sky. When a boy from Alabama tells the girl, say you're a honey, then the dinkamazi girlie doesn't care he's got no money. He phones her in the morning and makes a special date. She hurries home from work that night, to see him she can't wait. He looks like Robert Taylor, she loves his manly walk, she reckons she could sit for hours and listen to him talk. Pretty soon they're strolling out together, new day has begun. Life is just a bunch of sunny weather, and troubles like bubbles go one by one. When a boy from Alabama meets a girl from Gundagai, all the world is in tune, and a sweet honeymoon will happen in the by and by.
It's 19 minutes past 8 on Thanks for the Memory. And that was a young Joy Nichols with a song you'll probably remember if you were around in World War II. Well, here's a boy from Alabama, Tennessee actually, who hit it off really big in Australia at the time and who stayed on to become one of our biggest radio and TV stars in the early days, Bob Dyer. Here's Bob now on an old Regal Zonophone 78 from around 1940. As Bob says, it's a sad, sad song. It's all about the death of Willie.
Howdy, folks, howdy. I guess you people have heard hillbilly singers and hillbilly musicians of every rank, but you've never heard one as rank as me. I've got a song I want to sing for you folks now. It's an awful sad song. It's called The Death of Willie. Oh, it's a sad song. The way I sing the darn thing, it's pitiful. Anyway, it's called The Death of Willie, and if Willie don't die, darn him, George and the boys will kill him. What do you say, boys? You all set now? Here we go. Get together and bear down. A one and a two and a tootly ensemble cantabile, let her flicker. He's gone from us forever, our darling blue-haired boy, our cock-eyed darling we will see no more. He gently passed away on the 93rd of May. He never died so suddenly before. We know that he was a-dying by the freckles on his breath. His eyeballs was dragging in the mud. The doctor said the only way to save Willie's life was stop the circulation of the blood. Play it, boys! Upon the mat will he tease poor pussycat. No more between his teeth will he chew her tail. Ganesh, Ganesh. No more will he press her nose up against the red hot stove. Our little brother Willie has kicked the pail, kicked the bucket. We soaked Willie's head in a pot of boiling lead, but alas, all our efforts were in vain. The burglars came that night and they burgled without a light. They burgled the mustard plasters off his chest. We filled his mouth with glue, thinking that would fetch him too. But again, all our efforts were in vain. For after all we tried, he just heaved a sigh and died. He sneezed, blowed his nose, and died again. Here we go again.
The last of the hillbillies himself, Bob Dyer and his mountain men, and the death of Willie. And that takes the time on Melbourne's own 3DB along to 8:23. Listening to the voice of Bob Dyer really brings back memories to me, you know. His radio shows were a part of my growing up. I can still remember whenever he pulled some outrageous side gag on the audience, him saying, "Ah, customers, if we only had television." Of course, when we eventually did get television in Australia, we got to see what all the fuss was about. And it's interesting that in many ways, it was funnier when you imagined what was happening than when you actually saw it. It's no wonder they call radio the theatre of the mind. Moving on now, we come to Perry Como and an interview he gave with American journalist Pete Martin in the mid-1950s. This is taken from an LP called Face to Face, featuring a number of interviews between Martin and various celebrities. Tonight, Perry Como.
Being one of the real pros of the music business, it is only natural that Perry Como should get around to discussing modern trends in music with me sooner or later. For instance, rock and roll. I think you'll find Perry's opinion interesting and enlightening. I realize I may not be too familiar with rock and roll in general, but I asked Perry what he thought was the factor that attracted the teenagers to the music they call rock and roll.
Well, I think what they're showing the kids is that beat that we used to love to hear with big band. Today, you got to have a guy that can beat the bass drum and, you know, get that thing going.
Well, you would think you would drown out your voice if you did all that, wouldn't you?
They never listen to singing.
They don't?
I really don't think they do. They can sing along and they know the lyrics, but in half of those records, you can't understand what they're saying.
It's just sort of a noise, a human voice back of the band, isn't it? It used to be the band back of the human voice, isn't it? I don't want to make it sound too...
They are musical background now for the orchestra.
That's right, exactly.
That's right.
It used to be the time when I was young when music was supposed to accompany a guy. Now the singer accompanies the orchestra, doesn't it?
I think the minute you say something about it, I think... comes up, it sounds like you're being a little bitter about it.
I'm not saying bitter. I like Dallas and I like Dixieland. I'm just a square, I'm sure of that.
Well,
those are the two things I like.
A lot of people in our era, when I say era, anywhere from 30 to 50, you remember that wonderful music. Now today, the kids, this is their music. And you play Stardust or Till the End of Time for them. And if it,
well,
doesn't
the
have,
river.
If it doesn't have that thing going in the back, they say, well, that's the square. That's for the old people.
Well, how can you do better than Up the Lazy River, for example? One of my favorites.
You can't. But they won't accept it.
Maybe I'm just an old guy.
Mm-hmm. No, it isn't that. I say it's been the last... this is their music.
But do you suppose someday that they'll sit around and this stuff that they're listening now will mean something to them, remember some, make them remember some beautiful moment in their lives, have some nostalgic value the way these songs, the standards do to us, Perry?
Well, I mean, if I were to hear a song now like when you were Sweet 16, Deep Purple.
That was a good one.
This is beautiful music, as we know. Now, I can imagine 20 years from now, or 10 years from now, I hear somebody saying, "You are nothing but a hound dog." You got to get a little sick somewhere. But this will probably be the standard music of the...
Well, when they play that, the guy will remember, that's when I took my wife out to dinner for the first time.
Yeah.
You think, really, Perry?
I don't know. I was a teenage werewolf for 16 candles. You've never heard something. I mean, to my ears. Not that I dislike it. There are a lot of it that, if done well by good musicians, and 80% are not good musicians, they sound like these records sound like they've been made in a garage, you know.
But is it ever going to mean something sentimentally to them like it does to me? When I took my wife to the Wardmore Park Hotel and Myra Davis played, am I going to remember, are these kids going to remember the same thing that Fabian and Avalon sang or not? I'd like to know what your guess is, Harry, on that.
I would say no. I think when they get to be now, Ronnie is 20 years old, is my other boy. And he'll sit around, he'll listen to it, and seem interested, because this is his era, too. But he'll go upstairs and he'll play the most beautiful music you ever heard. He's got his own...
Such a what?
Stereo. Well, he play... he likes the Kingston Trio.
I like them, too.
He likes Belafonte. Or he'll put on an opera. Or he'll just put on that... looks like Muzak. He won't listen.
I like Muzak, too. I think you do a good song.
It's good music. But he won't listen to these things now. And he kind of laughs under... I can almost tell he's saying... to himself.
That's
I must be kidding, you know. Or I must have been kidding 5 years ago when I enjoyed this kind of stuff. But now he's getting into that manhood, you know. You're 21. I'm sure that music has got to sound pretty bad.
Perry Como and his views on rock and roll in the 1950s. Now, here's Mr. C and a beautiful Rodgers and Hart song he recorded back in the 1940s. Blue Room. Happy Christmas, Stan.
We'll have a blue room, a new room for two rooms, where every day's a holiday. Because you're married to me, not like a ballroom, a small room. We will thrive on, keep alive on just nothing but kisses. With Mr. and Mrs. on little blue chairs. You sold your true soul and Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly cares as our blue room far away appears.
They will thrive on, keep alive.
Admired the lyrics of Larry Hart. Such clever rhyming and construction. One day I'll devote an hour or so to his music. That, of course, was Perry Como with one of Rodgers and Hart's famous songs, Blue Room. Time now, 8:32. Time now also for a special edition of Bing Crosby's radio show of the late 1940s, Philco Radio Time. This was the most successful radio series that Bing was ever involved with, and I'll be putting together a special on this series too in 1987, probably a couple of specials, because there are many, many great guest artists who appeared. But back to tonight. This show comes from Christmas of 1946. There are no real surprises with it, just some Christmas songs that I'm sure you remember. But it's very, very pleasant listening and just right for the season.
So let's go back some 40 years to Christmas of 1946 and Philco Radio Dime.
When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcoming you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter, his chorus and orchestra, the Charioteers, Skitch Henderson, and starring Bing Crosby. As is Bing's custom at Christmas time, he opens the program with Adeste Fidelis. And as usual, he will sing it first in Latin, and then with the studio audience joining him singing it in English.
Yes, Ken, I think it would be very fitting if our guests here would join in a chorus. Come all ye faithful.
Bing, I think it'd be nice if the home folks, the folks listening in all over the world, would join in too.
Oh, it would indeed. Gather round, folks, wherever you may be, and help us sing this eternal hymn.
Adeste Fidelis, Lady Triumphantes, Venite in Bethlehem. Natum videte, Regem Angelorum, Venite adoremus, Venite adoremus, Venite adoremus, Domino.
Thank you very much. A couple of teenage tunesmiths around Hollywood here, Mel Torme and Bob Wells, have penned an item which I consider quite appropriate for tonight. It's sort of a musical Christmas card. Skitch and I'd like to do it for you. It's called The Christmas Song.
Fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe this season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa is on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Imagine a Christmas program without jingle bells. It'd be like Christmas without mistletoe or something. We're prepared. We're not going to disappoint you because John Scott Trotter has assembled a bouncy version of this perennial favorite. Looking at my libretto here, I see there are parts for the charioteers, the vocal group, sketch, and oh, yes, Crosby catches a cadenza or two. Matter of fact, I open the affair vocally. Roll them, John.
Jingle, 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 jingle,
jingle. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh,
what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open
sleigh. I hope you're enjoying this 1946 edition of Philco Radio Time. We'll be back in the show in just 1 minute.
At Melbourne Zone 3DB, it's now 17 to 9. Our standard of living depends on keeping our industries healthy. Unless we can compete with overseas products and services, our industries will slow down and jobs will be lost. Many Australian businesses are becoming more competitive and learning to meet their customers' needs every time through TQC, Total Quality Control. Put TQC to work in your business. Write to Australia for quality. Box 3600 GPO Sydney for details.
I guess White Christmas could stand one last delivery before the season ends.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Be heard.